say he was taken to the tank, you don't have to say why he was taken there. It's by definition.
Okay. What about the county now? Is that called anything else?
They're called the deputies.
Okay. You would call those deputies. Yeah. You wouldn't call those policemen?
No.
Okay. I'm glad I asked that. Since you're the first one of these, I'm really discovering all kinds of things.
Well, I hope that you get some consistency.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah.
But even if there's no consistency, that's significant too.
Dr. Boone said that you were going to strike out with me.
Why?
I don't know. I think he thinks I'm misleading.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Let me see. The thing that a policeman carries for protection is called
a gun.
Okay. Are there other kinds? Are there various kinds of guns?
Like a shotgun?
Uh-huh.
Or a rifle?
Yeah.
A machine gun?
Okay.
Tommy gun?
Okay. What other small handguns?
I just say gun. To me, that's small. I don't know what a revolver is, or
okay.
A Luger, and they're all just guns.
Okay.
And that means a little one that you wear.
Okay. Do the police around here ever carry one of those...
Billy sticks?
Yeah. Billy stick, you call it? Okay. Mm-hmm. I've never noticed it. Do they really?
Yeah.
They carry it? Okay.
They've got lead in the end.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That ought to be illegal. Okay. Then what kinds of people are habitually arrested by the police?
These
drunks. Okay, drunks for one thing. What other kinds of people?
Bums, derelicts.
This some of this starts to get very sensitive along in here. But down on Green Street nowadays, the women who work down there are called
telephone operators. hookers.
Hookers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As Catherine calls them, my 16-year-old ladies of the night. I think she got that from my mama.
Okay. Would you ever use any other words for women who do that for a living?
For prostitute?
Yeah.
Prostitute, hooker. I can't think of any.
Okay.
Like what?
Whore.
That's different.
Yeah. Okay, what's that? What's the difference?
A whore just is a slut and doesn't get paid. She just, you know.
Okay. Okay. Streetwalker?
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly. But hooker is the one that comes first to mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes there'll be several of them who work in a building. What would you call that building?
A bar.
A bar? Okay. But if it doesn't serve drinks, basically, but it's just a place. A hotel? Yeah, okay.
What do you...
Well, or house.
Oh, you mean where they have
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you ever call that anything else? Are there any other names?
House of ill repute.
Okay. Okay. And sometimes they have a man who takes care of them.
A pimp.
Okay.
You know, Mike, I don't think I would ever use that term in Augusta just because I'm not aware of the organization.
Right. That's what I think is happening.
That they are clever enough to make me not aware? What do you mean?
No, I think that this is an area of the questionnaire that's pretty much outside your experience. You probably haven't had much experience with whores and pimps, people like that. So therefore, the vocabulary of the subculture...
The vocabulary would be what I read about and
yeah,
what I think about in New York. It would not be what I think about in Augusta.
Right, yeah, okay. Good
because
point.
I'm more aware of them in New York
yeah.
than I am here. Because where they are in New York...